to Jerusalem, where we can speak to Professor Gerald Steinberg. He's the director of a group called NGO Monitor. I wonder what you made of those comments there from Omar Farouk Korkmaz there.
I think your question at the end of his answer really summarized the problem. Organizations that support terrorist groups, whether it's Al-Qaeda or whether it's Hezbollah or Hamas, don't usually come out and say that we work closely with these groups. The process is very complex. They hide the money. Beyond the investigation and the raid that you mentioned in 1997, where the bomb-making material and the weapons were found, we also have the case that the United States, the U.S. Treasury Department, has designated the umbrella organization, which is the Turkish Union of the Good, which IHH is a partner member of that organization. They have designated them as being a part of the global terrorist network. That broader umbrella group has transferred funds to the families of Hamas suicide bombers. This is a U.S. government organization. This is not an Israeli organization. This is not some sort of rumors. It's not something that has been somehow artificially created. So this is part of the problem. What we really have here in this flotilla is the term perfect storm, certainly in terms of the way Israel looks at it, this huge disaster. On the one hand, you have a very militant Turkish government, which is allying itself now with Iran and Syria, and Israel's paying the price for this. They're the ones who helped support and promote this flotilla, and we heard the angry words. Then we have the abuse of human rights, humanitarian aid, as part of political warfare, not just the IHH, but also we have this organization called the International Solidarity Movement with the Palestinians. We have people like Huiva Butterly, people who have been involved in supporting terrorist infrastructure in the Palestinian area since 2002-2003.
Well,
a spokesperson like Greta Berlin, who is very well known for her very virulent anti-Israel, anti-Jewish statements.
I take your view, but on board those ships were also a number of elected politicians from fairly moderate parties within Europe, and the condemnation has not just come from Turkey. The British, for example, have been saying that it's an outrage. NATO has, the UN has. We've also been hearing many commentators within Israel have described the raid as a mistake and a failure. Do you think the military could have handled this better?
I think we should distinguish between the deliberate provocation and the failure of the Israeli military to find a proper way, a successful way of dealing with it. Certainly this was a failure. There's no question about it. You wouldn't be talking to me now. There wouldn't be 9 or 10 dead people. It was clearly a failure. But we see the images. We see the images of the soldiers coming down one at a time. They could have done a lot more damage if they were interested in creating this kind of provocation. They were beaten up. They were feared, I think legitimately, that they would be lynched. One soldier was thrown overboard. We have the images. Israelis are very, very aware, cognizant of what's happened to soldiers who were caught by Palestinians and tortured. Gilad Shalit is still held 4 years in Gaza after he was kidnapped on Israeli soil. And the international human rights community, groups like Amnesty, Human Rights Watch, all of these groups are completely silent on his fate. So if there are European politicians on these boats, and what you describe as moderate parties, then they clearly do not understand the situation in which they're in. They have been captured by the Palestinian narrative, which makes Israelis always aggressors and Palestinians always victims, and that is a big part of the problem, which Israel, frankly, has not successfully learned how to deal with. It is part of political warfare.
Okay, Professor Gerald Steinberg, thank you for joining us from Jerusalem. Well, getting a clear picture of exactly what